So an interesting question is that you try to outdo someone in some better car, better house, but what about better tzitzis? You want to get the fanciest tzitzis possible. You want to wear silk tzitzis, $100 tzitzis, whatever it is. Is it mutter or is it not mutter? Is it permitted to wear it? Are you allowed to wear it? Is it preferable to wear it? So what is silk? First, you have to figure out what silk is. So according to Wikipedia, a very authoritative source, it says silk is a natural protein fiber, some forms of which can be woven into textiles. And silk is produced by certain insect larvae to form cocoons. The best known silk is obtained from the cocoons of the larva of the mulberry silkworm Bombyx mori, reared in captivity. So in short, silk comes from a non-kosher animal. Shulchan Aruch, without addressing anything, says, tzitzis shel sharminim, any non-wool or linen tzitzis, ein potrin ela b'minon. If the tzitzis are made of a certain material, the beged must be made from that same material. For example, kagon, meshi, what's meshi? Silk. Kagon meshi, lebegin meshi. In other words, if you have silk tzitzis, then the beged must also be made out of silk. So clearly Shulchan Aruch is assuming that is it permitted or not permitted to have silk tzitzis?
It is permitted.
Clearly permitted. So why am I wasting your time then for 5 minutes here?
You're
out of here. You could all leave. It's a Mefurash Shulchan Aruch. So the problem is that there is a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Minayin shein kosvin tefillin el al gabe or behem Torah." How do you know that you can't have tefillin made? The tefillin must be made from a hide of a kosher animal. Dechsev, because the pasuk says, "Laman tia Torah Hashem beficha." Pasuk by tefillin, "Mina mutar beficha." It has to be something material, which in theory you could put into your mouth. Not that you're actually going to eat your tefillin, but it has to be a material which from an animal which could be eaten. Fine. So therefore, tefillin must be made, Shulchan Aruch passed in this way, tefillin must be made from, well, that animal has to be shechted or not, that's a whole discussion. But the point is it has to come from an animal where the animal is permitted to eat. Now the Ramah says that a shofar may not be from a tame animal. It may not be from a kosher animal. Now shofar, what does shofar have to do with any? So shofar, is that not, it's not tefillin. So Ramah says a shofar also must not be from a non-kosher animal. So the Magen Avraham says this is based on the fact that the Gemara in Kedusha notes that the pasuk highlights that all mitzvos are connected to tefillin. It says Toras Hashem, the pasuk says Torah Hashem, and based on this Magen Avraham, would prove it all. Based on this, if all mitzvos need to be from a kosher animal, so therefore, because every mitzvah is connected to tefillin, because the pasuk of Torah Hashem b'ficha is referring to all mitzvahs of Torah, based on that, so tzitzis should have to come from a kosher animal. No, so tzitzis material has come from a kosher animal, so then how come, what's pshat with silk tzitzis? So based on this, it would seem like tzitzis need to come from a kosher animal. So how are we going to get out of this problem? Tzitzis need to come from a kosher animal, so how can you have silk tzitzis if it says straight up, Shulchan Aruch says you can have silk tzitzis, but tzitzis need to come from a kosher animal. So what is the answer? So the best answer is a prima gadim. Prima Gadim says, V'koshali, im kein beged mitzemer anav mugmal muchidoma te pasul tzitzis. If you have wool from a rabbit, fur rabbit beged, or sorry, you have a beged made from a fur, a rabbit's fur, or from a camel fur, how can you have that as a beged for tzitzis? Talking about the beged of tzitzis. Yeah, and he says, V'zelo shamanu. I don't know. I never heard of this being a problem, but based on what we said, that all mitzvahs must be made from a kosher animal, how can you ever have tzitzis from a rabbit fur? And he says, well, I'll bring you a proof. Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to have silk tzitzis, and tzitzis, silk tzitzis come from a non-kosher animal. So how are you going to deal with that? So he says, I have no idea. So he says, you got to distinguish between tzitzis and tefillin. What's the distinction between tzitzis and tefillin?
Tefillin has the same thing.
Okay, that's one distinction. No. What else? Tzvilin are tashmishay what? Kedusha themselves. You can't throw out tzvilin, right? Can you throw out your tzitzis?
Yeah.
Yeah, because tzitzis are tashmishe mitzvah. So maybe there's a difference between tashmishe kedusha and tashmishe mitzvah, says the Prima Gadim. In other words, when you have tefillin, it has to be made from a kosher animal. When you have tzitzis, it doesn't need to be made from a kosher animal because it's only tashmishe mitzvah. It's a mitzvah item, but it itself has no intrinsic kedusha like tefillin. The problem is, what do we just say also needs to be made from a kosher animal? Shofar. Shofar is what? Kedusha or mitzvah? It's a mitzvah, and yet it also has to be from a kosher animal. So says the Prima Gadim, so we got to figure out a way to say shofar is different. So he says, well, maybe shofar is different because the Gemara says it's zikaron kelifnim dami. It's as if it was something which was used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara has a whole discussion why it can't be made of gold, because inka tegar nasa sneger, but it says since shofar has a higher stature, it's as if it was something which could be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, he says, shofar is like a tashmishe kedusha, that it therefore can't be made from a non-kosher animal, but tzitzis maybe can be made from a kosher animal, a non-kosher animal. Says the Noda Behuda, I agree with this distinction as well, and I'll tell you another distinction why shofar is not a problem. Shofar needs to be made from an animal. So if you're making it from an animal anyway, you have to use a kosher animal. As opposed to tzitzis can be made from cotton, or it could be made from linen, it could be made from anything else. So since you're not necessarily using an animal, if you happen to make it out of an animal, who says it needs to be kosher? Because you could use other materials as well. And he brings a proof that that's the case, because let's say the walls of your sukkah are made from an elephant. You're in Nigeria. You can see this in the next tour. Sukkahs in Nigeria. Yeah, and you have an elephant sukkah. Kosher or not kosher? The Gemara in Chaf Gimel in Sukkah says this case, and says it's kosher. How can you have walls of a sukkah made from an elephant? Elamai, since the walls of your sukkah could be made from Coca-Cola bottles or whatever it is, Lego, which is a non-edible item anyway, so you don't need to have it from an animal to begin with. So since you don't need it to be made from an animal to begin with, if you're making it from an animal, it could be even from a non-kosher animal. And therefore, the Prima Gadim concludes, it is fine for you to have tzitzis, which are silk, because it would be different than shofar, it would be different than tefillin, and you are fine. Any other answers? So the only other answers I found was, well, maybe since tzitzis, according to some, if it's not made from wool and linen, maybe it's only drabanan, therefore there's more room to be lenient. Okay. Tzitzis, another answer you could say is that tzitzis is not a chov on the purse, it is not a chov on the beged. Sorry, tzitzis is only a mitzvah if you are wearing the actual beged itself. If you don't have a four-cornered beged, so you don't need to wear tzitzis. So therefore, who says that it needs to be minam mutar beficha? Who says it needs to be from a kosher animal? And therefore, that is another answer how you could get out of this. The final answer I saw, which again is a little bit of a weak answer, is that, Mr. Sefer, I saw in Kol Amunim, he suggests this. He says, well, one second. If a beged itself can be silk, because the Torah is not telling you can't wear silk clothes. Come on, what's wrong with wearing a silk clothes? So if the beged itself obviously could be silk, because there's no prohibition of wearing silk clothes, so then the tzitzis itself can be silk. Because if once you're wearing, the Torah has no prohibition against wearing a silk beged, right? There's no Isser Matorah, you are not able to wear a silk beged of a shirt or a tie or anything like that. What would be the problem with that? So if you're having a silk beged anyway, and now there's a separate halacha that the strings must be the same as the beged. So by, like, de facto, you're allowed to have silk strings. That's a little bit weird because if it's usher to have a mitzvah from a non-kosher animal, then the prohibition would be that you're not allowed to wear a silk four-cornered beged. So it's a little bit circular, but therefore it comes out that the halacha seems quite clear. You're allowed to have a silk beged, a silk tzitzis as well. Why does no one do it? That's because of last week's shir, is that anyway, we are machmir for wool. But if you want to start a new trend and try to, raise funds, so you may not get the most ideal mitzvah, but there is nothing wrong, based on Shulchan Aruch, of having silk tzitzis.